Bug is a new psycho thriller based on the play by Tracy Letts. It stars Ashley Judd and is directed by William Friedkin. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
As a film critic, I don't get to the theater enough, and I miss the heightened language and the use of design as metaphor, as in Beckett's Endgame, in which characters are immobilized in trash cans to symbolize the human condition. But most movies based on stage plays seem, well, stagey, or else they're opened out in ways that dilute the poetic compression that makes them great theater. That's why I love Bug. It has that compression, that feeling of being trapped in real time, with live people, with their backs against the wall. But it's also moody and expansive, a real movie. It's a potent mix. Bug is directed by William Friedkin, from a play by Tracy Letts of Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater. It centers on a shared madness of two lonely misfits who build a sanctuary and then bug out, in this case, literally. Ashley Judd plays Agnes White, a forlorn divorcee who lives in a rustic Oklahoma motel called, evocatively, Rustic Motel. Her phone rings night and day, but no one speaks. Are the calls from her ex just out on parole? Or do they have something to do with a helicopter that circles the motel? By and by, her lesbian friend, played by Lynn Collins, brings over a soft-spoken fellow who says he's an Iraq war vet, Peter Evans, played by Michael Shannon. Alone with Agnes, he muses that people think he's strange, not surprising, since he speaks in a haunted monotone and has glassy eyes. When Peter delivers a quiet rant about the omnipresent, mind-altering hum of machines, Agnes says it sounds crazy, but adds that she likes the way he talks. She likes having a man around, in part to protect her against her violent ex, played by Harry Connick Jr. She and Peter make tender love, but when they wake, he says he sees something on his pillow.
Dear, it's really small.
I guess. What is that?
Like an aphid?
An aphid?
An aphid, it's like a,
A bed bug?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. More like a louse.
Louse? Not oh, like, lice.
Not like head lice, more like plant lice.
Oh, like termite.
No, that's more like a thrip.
Thrip?
Like a termite.
Do you mean tick?
No, a tick's like a flea. Thrip's like a termite.
What's a bed bug like?
A bed bug.
No, I mean, what is a bed bug?
A bed bug.
I thought that was a nickname.
This is an aphid.
Plant lice.
I think so.
And they bite?
This one sure did.
He knows his bugs, that's for sure. Is the escalating infestation real? Is Peter truly infected or a delusional paranoiac? Slowly, this nondescript motel room becomes a forest of flypaper strips and tinfoil and a thicket of psychoses. And what began as kitchen sink naturalism becomes increasingly out of this world. I'm not sure what Bug adds up to, but line by line, beat by beat, it's gripping. Letts has good feelers for the anxieties that live in the nether reaches of our imagination, conspiracy theories that blossom into obsessions, obsessions that flare into violence. He has a gift for bumping realism into surrealism with a well-placed nudge, and for dialogue that drives his actors into each other's well-guarded personal space. Friedkin puts you right in the middle of the melee. I'm amazed at how the cold fish director of The French Connection and The Exorcist manages to get inside this play, preserving its theatricality, yet making it a live wire event. Michael Shannon played Peter on stage for years, off and on, and with his sunken demeanor, he's like a despondent golem. He's superb, but Bug belongs to Ashley Judd, maybe the most unsung great actress in American movies. She looks convincingly dissipated, puffy, used up, yet still very beautiful. Her Agnes seems to welcome the dementia that envelops her. Watching her, I thought of Abu Ghraib poster girl Lindy England, a not-too-bright woman who also got sucked into her controlling boyfriend's universe, who became a character in someone else's sick fantasy. Ads for Bug make it seem like a conventional horror movie. That might get people into the seats, but I bet 99% of those who go in expecting gooey fun with the babe from Kiss the Girls are going to riot in the aisles. Don't be surprised if you hear bad word of mouth. But if you're prepared for a ripping psychodrama, a coup de theater on the big screen, I promise Bug will get under your skin.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.